Whoa! It's the start of the show.
That's right. Welcome back to the InGaff Camera News Show.
Thanks, AJ. Yes. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, AJ.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How have you been, Peter?
I've been very good. I've just drunk my cup of tea, and that makes me super good.
Yes. In this week's podcast, we are looking at some big news about the Canon EOS R3.
Oh.
Yes. And the end of Canon mirrorless cameras.
Question mark?
Question mark. Not clickbait at all.
Wow.
Also, we have broken 5,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is huge news.
Thank you, people.
So we'll be celebrating that live, recorded with the audience.
Recorded live now, coming out to you, not live. Disclaimer.
That's right. So how have you been, Peter?
I've been good.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm all right. It's for winter time,
yeah.
To be fair, I'm all right.
It's quite warm.
Yeah, some people get that SAD, don't they?
What,
yeah,
sad?
A little bit like, well, I'm not spelling out sad. It's isn't it seasonal adjusted disorder? Gets them a bit down. It makes them sad.
Oh.
Not me. I've been all right.
Oh, that's good.
Studio lights.
That's what it is. Fake lights.
Fake lights.
I think it's also because we spend most of our life with curtains drawn.
I don't get to see the daytime.
So we don't know if it's day, night, summer.
It could be summer outside.
Yeah. Or it could be a storm. We just don't know.
No. There is a storm on the way.
Oh, there's a storm brewing.
And I'm not talking about Canon.
Oh, or am I? Am I?
That's right. Are you? Are you?
Am I?
Are you?
Am I?
Are you?
I don't know, because you've got the news story. You
said
something about the R3.
Well, you may have noticed that the laptop's shut at the moment.
Yeah, I did notice that.
We're not going to start this show with news.
Oh. Wrong button. What are we starting the show with, AJ?
We're starting the show with a celebration.
Oh, okay.
We are celebrating the fact that our YouTube channel now has 5,000 subscribers.
Which is fantastic, and I'm super grateful to every single one of them.
He doesn't sound sincere.
No, I am.
Oh, okay.
I know what tends to happen when we get a landmark moment in subscribers. I'm ready for it.
There's a few things about it. 5,000 subscribers for the medium in which they see us.
Yeah.
The medium in which they don't see us is substantially more than that.
Yeah.
What's happening then? What would you deduce from that?
We're on the YouTubes, but we're more popular by our blog,
so,
which is the magazine format.
Yes.
People like to read from us.
So does that suggest that there's something wrong with how we look?
When you say we...
You.
Not so much.
Not so much.
But, you know, there could be an issue with our format... Part of the format.
What part of the format's wrong?
It's weird that the website traffic is substantially higher, and that's not got
people
your
don't,
face all over it. I don't know. I can't figure it.
You think it's my face?
I mean, I don't want to say that.
I think you just said that. I think you said it's my face is the problem.
Oh, well, it could be. It could be. Now you said it, I think it could be.
Well, if you're watching this on YouTube...
5,000 people like it, so that's probably good. I mean, 5,000. In reality, I don't really know that many people, so...
Yeah, I mean, when you consider it like that, I don't even know 100 people. And if you've ever been in a busy stage room, you know, like a venue, that's what I'm thinking of.
I was once in a school play.
How many people are in the audience?
All the mums and dads of 30 kids. I reckon that's about 60 people, plus grandma... Here and there.
Maybe 100 people?
No, I think you're over-egging it. There was a few teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I was a sheep. So, you know, I reckon 70. There's about 70
And that
people.
Was a lot of heads.
I didn't even get a line.
Were you at the back end of a sheep?
No, I was the whole sheep.
Well, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Normally, stage animals are split in two.
It wasn't that kind of thing.
Is that because you're such a giant of a man? They were like,
they didn't want to make a big thing about
you could
the sheep.
Be the whole sheep.
The sheep's not the main character.
Well, it depends how big the
on
sheep
stage.
Is.
But look, I was on stage once.
Right, okay, yes.
And I was a sheep.
Yeah.
Another time I was on stage and I was a reindeer.
And the whole reindeer?
Both
times.
I don't know why, AJ, but I tend to play the part of an animal.
The whole animal as well.
The whole animal. Yeah, I had antlers. And that time I had to wear face paint. When I was a sheep, I didn't have to wear face paint.
And How many people in the audience, do you reckon? 100 people?
That time, maybe 80.
Wow.
That was a bit later on in my acting career.
Yeah. Was that the last acting job you had?
No.
Apart from pretending to enjoy my company.
Maybe in between that, I think I was a soldier.
What the hell plays were you in?
No, it wasn't a soldier. I was a cowboy. It was a musical called Oklahoma.
It's quite a famous musical.
Yeah. I don't know why I got mixed up with soldier. It's the hat. I had a hat. I had to wear a cowboy hat.
Okay.
That's what reminded me of the title, Oklahoma.
So,
I had to learn a few songs for that.
Did you?
Hmm.
Wake Up as a Beautiful Morning?
I don't know how I got onto this. I think the thread was something about your face. Anyway, 5,000 subscribers, so that's good.
So this is to celebrate 5,000 subscribers. And in true Ingaff 120 FPS style, I'm giving something away to celebrate this new milestone.
I knew that was coming. So you get this fantastic box from Comica. And this is something that I bought.
Yep.
And you're welcome to have this box.
This is the Comica, I think it's called the U2, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yes, the Comica Boom X U2 two-channel wireless lavalier mic set. We're giving away as a...
Surprise.
Why are you saying surprise?
Well, because you get the box. It's a great surprise.
Pete?
Yeah. Yeah, but see, the thing is, every time you do a giveaway, it's always my stuff. So if you're going to give it away, you can give the box away.
There's nothing in the box.
No, because I anticipated your move, and I took it out of the box.
Right. Okay, you don't win the box. Oh, no, the box is included, but you'll get the whole mic set.
Well, you have to choose. You can choose.
You don't have to choose.
You can choose to just have the box if you want.
You can have the whole mic set.
A couple hundred quid's worth, AJ. That'd be stupid.
It was like 200 and something quid. There it is in all its
upside down
beautiful
glory.
Yeah, it's upside down. Okay. I'll hold it this way. There you go. Something like that.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. What would you rather have, this or the box?
Well, obviously this. It's called a carry case.
You've got a sender unit. Let's say you're interviewing two people and you go, oh my God, I've only got one lapel.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No, you got two.
No, you got two. They've got a unit each.
Yeah.
You get to feel like you're working for a main broadcaster.
Yeah, it is actually a really cool device. It's got these two aerials, got a little screen on it.
It's not yours.
Pete bought it. Look, it's a full colour screen. Hello. Yeah. Wireless lavalier set. Really good quality, actually. It really surprised me because... obviously, it's not one of these well-known brands, but Comica is pretty good. And in a cool little...
Convenient
little carry case.
Where you can put your microphones away separately so they don't get damaged.
This is for you for free.
Or you can have the box.
Or you can just have just the box.
Just say, if you'd rather have the box, then
Or both together.
Or not.
Yeah, so the Comica Boom X U2 is available as a... prize for one of our lucky subscribers. To thank you for following us, I'll put a link below this video or in the podcast description, also on our website.
Not even after new subscribers, you're just going to do a draw on subscribers, just
to say thanks.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It'll be on our website as well, 120fps.co.uk, just on the homepage. I'll stick it there. If you're listening to this as a podcast, that's where you'll find it. Our 5,000 subscriber giveaway
is stupid.
2 weeks' time, I'll draw the winner and we'll announce it on the show.
And it could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
We're going to do one of those roulette things.
I'll do it
5,000 turns.
Yeah, I'll do it in that Gleam platform and it does it automatically.
That makes more sense.
It's easy. I just click one button and it goes...
Yeah, all right. I was just thinking we'd do a big reel.
The weird thing is that I did that once and it came up, the winner was Pete Morgan from St. Austell. Have you been entering our competitions to try and win back the stuff of yours I'm giving away?
No, there's lots of people in my name. Do you remember having a phone book when you were younger?
Yes.
No, okay.
So it's just coincidental.
It's a popular name.
The thing with Gleam, though, is that it quite often links to one of your well-known social platforms and will draw the profile
image. Don't worry about that. Anyway, I get cloned an awful lot. So
cloned?
We get cloned. I get a lot of people want to be like me. So
don't hesitate. Make sure you enter. At least then it will combat the chance of Pete committing competition fraud and winning it back.
But if I win, I win.
I invalidated that entry.
Oh, yeah. We're under another name. Yeah, good luck. To be fair, it's a cracking little set. And the thing I love about any little accessory is when it's packaged up nice. And that is packaged awesome.
It's even
little
got
zippy things to annoy you.
It's even got a Nikon rattle.
Have you ever wanted a Nikon rattle?
No, you can.
That's just the zips. There's two lots of zips, one for the accessories and one for the devices.
Probably anyway, too many zips.
That's that. I'm going to put those annoying zips down before I throw it away.
So, yes, to thank you. And we do really appreciate it, despite us being stupid. 5,000 people is a huge amount, and it means a lot to us. So to give something back to that community is the least we can do. And as you know,
I can do is you're not giving anything
away. No, every time Pete buys something that we're not going to use, I will be giving it away continually as an incentive to stick around and look at my face.
Yeah. No, maybe. I do appreciate it. I think it's quite a landmark. I remember when we hit that for our website members. And to do that on YouTube and know that it's such a crowded space on YouTube is monumental.
It's huge. Yeah, and we're really thankful for it. Preeta, press a button.
Okay.
Oh,
he pressed a button.
We've got some big news coming out of Canon and a recent statement from Canon Japan about the Canon EOS R3 stock shortages.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, what could it be with R3 then? Because we've already done this.
Yes. So,
stock shortages. I mean, this is dire, AJ. This is happening to everyone, everywhere. Yep. And I'm a little bit concerned.
Yep. I spoke to a camera retailer in the UK recently. I won't mention them, obviously. But
they'd probably be grateful if you did. Think of the plug.
Yeah, but they didn't pay, so they're not getting the plug.
No, fair enough.
But they said the biggest issue they're facing right now is just trying to get hold of cameras to sell. Demand has maintained and grown slightly, especially over lockdown, people taking up new hobbies. But none of the manufacturers can meet supply. And now Canon, obviously, they released the EOS R3 last month. They have released a press release yesterday saying that component shortages are far more severe than they first realized.
Wow.
And the demand has far exceeded their predictions for that camera. So pre-orders far exceeded what they predicted will be, and that they will be fulfilling those orders, but it may take up to 6 months for your pre-order to be met. And after that, if you place an order now, the stock shortages for components are so bad that they're making cameras to the pre-orders one by one. So they're not making like a million units and flooding the market. They're literally just fulfilling orders.
Like a small startup would.
Exactly that. So if you place an order for the EOS R3 today, it will be the middle of 2022 before you see that camera. This a quote directly from them. Currently, we have received orders for each of the following products, and I'll tell you what the other ones are in a minute, in excess of expectations. And due to the impact of a global parts supply issue, we have to apologise for our customers, and the orders may take more than half a year to deliver once you place your order. That
is a devastating blow for a big business.
It's absolutely huge, isn't it?
Do you think, as if you know, the current pandemic couldn't have been damaging enough?
Yeah.
You've got throttled turnover because you cannot produce enough of your product.
It's not just the EOS R3 that this affects as well. There's a few lenses from Canon that this is also impacting. The new RF 14-35 f4 L series.
Why on earth is it affecting the lenses? I don't understand why there's a crossover.
It'll be semiconductor. It'll be like processing for like autofocus motors and stuff.
Okay.
The RF 16 f2.8, the RF 100-400, the RF 400 f2.8 L series. All affected by this component shortages, and orders may take up to 6 months to arrive after you place and pay for your order. Which, at this point, they're operating, and Canon aren't alone. This we heard from Sony literally last week, the same thing. They're operating, like you said, like a small startup, almost like a Kickstarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Place your order for this thing that isn't yet made. rather than going to a shop and going, I want that one, they go, yeah, cheers, here you go. It's crazy.
Is this ever going to clear through is the major concern, isn't it? They're so heavily backlogged, and yep. It's not just Canon.
No.
I mean, we're talking, this problem is affecting everyone.
Everyone.
So...
And will this also...
What's the workarounds going to be? Is everyone going to go for, like, vintage-esque lenses?
Yeah,
Are we talking about
seeing it affect
second-hand market?
Yeah, seeing it affect glass so much. Second-hand market's obviously going to inflate because demand's going to be there. Also... Do you think that seeing this with Canon and Sony's announcement last week that they've got the same issues, will this affect what cameras are released next year? Will they slow down the announcement of new bodies?
It's inevitable, isn't it?
If they've not been able to meet demand for the last generation.
Or there is an amendment to that. There's a very smart play, isn't there? You work with what you can get hold of.
Yeah, so
maybe it's some kind of mongrel mixture of parts that they've got that's very easy for them to produce.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't know. Thoughts are really, just at the moment, it's worrying. If you're after a piece of kit, if you needed a piece of kit, it's even worse. But fortunately, most people have something they can get by with.
Yeah.
If you're looking at... getting progress and you can't get the equipment, then you're, well, almost careers held back.
Yeah, potentially.
And then what's the bigger knock-on effects from this? I mean, I hate to be too dramatic, but is it to the point where it's affecting, if the units aren't available, then there's a shortage on hire. There's a shortage on hire. Is this affecting other greater productions?
Oh, I see what you mean. But yeah. All of those things are potential. The biggest people I think it affects are the manufacturers and the retailers.
Totally.
And retailers can't really afford to be taking too many hits after the past year or so.
No, if your shop's been closed due to lockdowns,
yes,
and then you reopen and you've got nothing on the wall.
And although they probably make most of their profit in secondhand, when I'm talking about camera shops now, secondhand, and maybe more entry-level stuff where the profit margins are higher.
Yeah.
They get their marketing clout from the new big announcements, the flagships that the manufacturers release every year. That's where they get the excitement, the buzz, the people in the stores, the posters on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
If your poster's on the walls or on the windows, is the EOS R3, this amazing new camera from Canon.
And you walk in, all they can sell you is a GoPro.
Yeah. It doesn't bode well, does it?
No.
And if then, because the EOS R3 hasn't been able to be released properly and meet demand, they then don't release anything in that bracket next year, that then obviously affects the marketing clout for the shops. There's huge knock-on to this, and it's not going to slow up next year. We're going to see the same issue right through 2022. That's almost nailed on.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get fed up of covering it at some point, but at this early stage, it's just as it hits the different brands.
Yeah, yeah.
And to what scale? Now, is anyone coming out of this winning? Because if production's held up, somebody has the opportunity who sat on stock.
Yeah, so, and grey importers may.
Yeah.
You may see more of them taking advantage. And that again, that'll just affect the high street retailers, as more people are willing to take a risk on importing cameras.
Yeah, not exactly a nice news story.
No, and I've got another sad one next.
The squeaky wheel. See, that's never my favourite transition to a video.
No, what about?
Hey, just got some news.
The end of the Canon EOS M.
Don't know. I think you need to work on that title.
Okay. Canon kill off mirrorless cameras.
Oh, that's...
Dun, dun, dun.
That is clickbait, that.
Yeah, I know.
What? Killed them off? What?
Yeah.
And then just a face like... That, like that.
Yeah.
There's your thumbnail.
Wow.
God.
So, Canon's original mirrorless camera, the EOS M range, which is a wildly popular range of cameras from the entry-level enthusiasts right through to the prosumers, we've used EOS M cameras quite a lot in the past. They're great for different applications. It's been a long time since we've seen any real updates from Canon for this camera, specifically in the glass department. They've really been bad at lenses. But its form factor is something that is still valid. An APS-C sized mirrorless camera, it's a bit smaller, a little bit lighter. An APS-C as a sensor size has its advantages for different applications. Maybe if you want to shoot landscapes and you want a bit more reach. Or for us video shooters, there's something kind of nice about APS-C.
Yeah,
full frame isn't always the way to go. So the rumours now coming out of Canon is that it seems pretty much nailed on that we're going to see in the first half of next year the APS-C sized RF camera coming from Canon. We've talked about this a fair amount in the past, but the rumours have now gone from like whispers to, I'll take it up a level, this is going to happen and it's going to happen quite soon.
Wow, you've got something confirmed.
The EOS R7. And if Canon go APS-C sized in the RF mount, which is seeming confirmed now, that will be the end of the EOS M range of cameras, because they've already stopped producing EF lenses and they're moving away from that. They are not going to be carrying on producing EOS M when they've already been pretty poor at producing lenses for that range of cameras anyway.
Some say that's harsh.
Well, the range, I think, I can't remember exactly, but the range of lenses for that camera is tiny compared to their competitors or even the EF in general. APS-C is really popular for different applications. It seems like a really logical thing for them to do. And it also allow them to release not just a more budget version for the RF mount, but also some more budget RF lenses that will fit for APS-C sized sensors. So what was speculation now seems pretty much confirmed, and it seems very likely that it'll be, first of all, the EOS R7 coming out the first half of next year, and then following on from that, like we've tipped before, will be the R8 and the R9, and they will be the more, each increment will be a budget step for the RF mount of cameras.
I think it's exciting news.
I'm really excited by it.
Kind of wrap that. It's good news for consumers.
Exactly. And getting more people into the RF system is obviously going to be a good thing for Canon. And for the first time, they'll be unifying the mirrorless and the more, what was the DSLR, but is now the RF mirrorless cameras, unifying the lens choices for them when before they had complete separation.
Do you think this will help with the production slow up problems with chips? Or do you think this will be held up by?
I think it will be held up by, because more than likely they'll use they'll definitely be using shared components from one to the other. Things like the Digic X processor is likely to be shared across. So processing the semiconductors, the parts that they're struggling to get hold of are going to be shared across all the R cameras. So there's going to be less to go around. So it's obviously in the pipeline to be produced. To be seeing this many rumours already, you know that it's already quite far through its production process. But yes, it will be slowed down. They'll probably announce it because that's the timeline they've already set. But then it'll be the same issue they have with the EOS R3, for example, where pre-orders might take a long time to reach market. But I'm with you. I think it's really exciting to see the potential for more budget ranges of entry points into the EOS R system.
I've always found with the budgets, they include some form of taster of what you get at the next level.
Yeah.
And there's always something of value tucked into that budget range.
And also,
the M's, that's always been true.
Definitely. And also catering for people that do like APS-C sized sensors, like that slightly more cropped in image. When I think about our journey with DSLRs and hybrid filmmaking, it was all APS-C size sensors for the longest time. And then the progression was to Super 35. It wasn't to full frame, so it's still a cropped sensor. And I think about even the Evo that we bought, it's a Super 35, it's not full frame. It's only recently with moving over to Panasonic for our mirrorless cameras, that we went full frame. And it has its advantages, more light, better depth of field, or more depth of field. But it has its disadvantages too, not as much crop, if you want more reach from your lens. And APS-C is probably closer to Super 35 for more of a kind of filmic look, personally.
Got really deep.
I did get really deep. But I'm excited. I mean, I'll be excited to see the R7.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's good news. Predictable and good news.
Yeah. Good for the consumer. Let's just hope that they can get it to market.
And with the current hold-ups, that's a real concern.
Mm.
Anytime there's a camera announcement news of any sort, I'm always a bit sceptical of, well, with a huge backlog now, with every manufacturer, every big brand out there,
yeah,
is throttled in how much turnover their brand can get,
yeah,
because of production.
So finally on this, as I opened the story, they kill off mirrorless cameras. Obviously, it's a bit churlish. They kill off their original mirrorless cameras, the EOS M. How do you feel about that? Is it time for it to go?
It's evolution, isn't it? It's evolution. And I think, do you know what that means? Is it's basically they're no longer continuing production of those cameras, which does mean that they'll no longer continue to support making stuff for those cameras. But there's a decent enough ecosystem out there.
Yes.
So I would say it's still a great time to be buying into it.
Yeah, definitely.
If you find one on a shelf somewhere,
yeah,
and it's got a reasonable price.
Well, recently, the M200, which is an entry-level version, but I think that has a normal retail of about £600.
Yeah, it is.
It was on in the Black Friday sales for $300-something, was it?
I think it was like $380.
If you see that kind of deal, that's incredible. You're getting a lot of camera for your money there. And you can do a lot with them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it ticks a lot of boxes.
It's definitely still up there, as you can't quite financially jump to a full DSLR. I don't know, even if it was like the 70D or something of that sort, where you've got a vlog ability, you can turn the screen and you can put your hot shoe and everything on it. If you can't quite stretch to that, the M's are a great camera.
And
absolutely brilliant. And the only thing with the 200 is, of course, you can't... it's got no microphone jack.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of sucks.
But
so
the M50...
Audio separate.
It's a phenomenal camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And yes, Canon's lenses choices for the M's have always been poor. But if you're thinking about buying into it, or have recently bought into the M's, Sigma released a trilogy of lenses. We reviewed them on this channel, so have a look back through. Three fast prime lenses for the M. They are phenomenal. And
they'll make your camera look like a pro.
Yeah, 100%. That's what I'd go for.
You tend to see it with those like side-by-side YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Where you give a professional photographer beginner's camera, and you give vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, the Sigma was just one of those that would blow you away every time. You think that's a really, really expensive setup they're using, because the quality is just awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful bit of glass, but I've always thought that kind of low key back in the day.
Yeah.
That Sigma's glass is pretty good, but obviously it's off brand.
Mm.
Doesn't have that red ring that you want with your Canon. And everyone wants matchy-matchy in truth, don't you? If you've got a Canon camera, you want a Canon lit glass. We all like it from the same stable, don't we?
Yeah.
But as the years have gone by, things have changed. Sigma now produce beautiful glass. And the prices are reflecting that as well. You know, they've been able to push up their prices.
Yeah, the art range are particularly expensive. Yeah. So anyway, yes, the death of the EOS M is nigh. Sad times.
Canon kill the M range?
Bunk, bunk, bang.
Good clickbait there.
Yeah, thanks very much. And that about wraps it up for this week. Do you want to press that jingle?
Can I press this one, please?
Yeah.
Ready? Yeah. It's the outro. We're done with this.
The end of the show.
Yes.
So thanks for watching, listening, being with us, putting up with us.
Yeah. Let's just surmise. We had a landmark event of good news.
Yes.
We gave away something of Pete's. bad news.
Good news.
We talked about Canon's R camera and some bad news. Ooh. We talked about Canon killing the M series cameras. Kind of good news.
Yes.
So and now we're here.
If you like bad news, good news, and kind of good news, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Just generally all the following stuff wherever you can. And Pete, what should they do with thumbs?
I would say, remember, thumbs show love, so be careful where you put them. But I'd also say that you should consider joining our channel. And I would also say that listening to us is always better than looking at us, for one very certain reason. So links below if you like that kind of audio content. If you, maybe you want to travel with us in the car, maybe you're not happy just sat on your phone looking, then do that. But obviously this bit goes on for a bit longer than the track, because there's other places as well. Like, what about telling them to check out 120fps.co.uk? Because we put some really good articles up there.
Press this button and it just
stops.
And
I've got some other things.
That's so much better. Bye.